This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. A week ago, the Federal Centers for Medicaid Services once again threw a wrench in Louisiana's works, giving a thumbs down to the privatization of the LSU Charity Hospital System, which is nonetheless charging forward. Robert Travis Scott, president of the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana, has been following this. Hi, Robert.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So what's going on here? What exactly is CMS taking issue with?
Well, the federal agency that oversees Medicaid, Medicare spending, and helps regulate how the states run their programs on that, has a problem with a very specific financing scheme that the state used. Now, this is in no way a rejection of the hospital privatization program that Jindal and DHH and the LSU, you know, have put into place over the past 2 years. That program's going to continue to move forward. This isn't going to change that. It really is just a question of how they're going to resolve this dispute over this particular way they had of financing and making some upfront payments from these private partners and how they're going to account for those.
There is some history here, too. This is not the first time that CMS and the state of Louisiana have come to loggerheads, is it?
Yeah, Louisiana doesn't have the best reputation in terms over the long term and how it's spent its Medicaid money, and has been called to task on that by this federal agency called the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and we refer to it as CMS. We've had some problems in the past where we've had to pay back hundreds of millions of dollars that we spent in a way that really didn't follow what they thought were the right regulations. In this case, the private partners who have taken over these charity hospitals or are running the charity hospital, same type of charity hospital system in these various communities around the state, a number of them, not all of them, made some advance payments to the state. Now, part of the reason for that was to help patch up some budget holes for the state in the near term. So it wasn't that surprising that CMS might come back and question the nature of those advance payments and want some truing up of that whole financial dispute that they're having with the state at some point in the future.
So like you said, CMS is not really attacking the hospital privatization plans at large, but rather just this financing scheme. But the state Department of Health and Hospitals Secretary Kathy Kleber has referenced these hospital partnerships as Louisiana's alternative to the Affordable Care Act, to Obamacare.
Well, the whole, I guess, basic idea of both types of programs is to try to figure out how do you provide health care for people who don't have insurance coverage and are on the lower end income scales. Especially adults. We do a good job already in the state of covering children and children of low-income families. But covering adults on the lower income level is a challenge that Obamacare tries to address, and the old charity hospital system tried to address, and now the new charity hospital system tries to address. And the idea is, under the state system, instead of having like insurance coverage, as you would with a Medicaid expansion, you can go to a hospital or go to a clinic, and you can get the care that you need if you can get it at a covered cost if you meet certain income qualifications. That's the whole idea. It's more of an institutional-based type of care rather than being a sort of programmatic care where you have insurance and you can go to maybe a variety of different healthcare providers. So it's a fundamentally different system.
One of the things that has happened this session is that there was an attempt to get Medicaid expansion on the ballot before the voters of the state of Louisiana, and that didn't go anywhere. But the same lawmaker, Senator Ben Nevers, who proposed that, has proposed another angle on this, the idea that maybe Louisiana could be the pilot state for what Governor Bobby Jindal has called America Next, his sort of big batch of policies that some have said are his platform for running for president. But where is that now? Is that something that is at all likely to go forward? And again, this would be essentially an alternative to the Affordable Care Act.
Well, Senator Ben Nevers has moved Senate Bill 107, and it's called Louisiana First, America Next. And that's a sort of an alternative health care plan, but it really is only a plan to develop a plan at this point. But the really major component that it would require is a large block grant from the federal government through CMS to allow the state to kind of do what it wants to do in terms of managing its health care system. Idea of this is that there would be less federal oversight, but there would be sort of a limit on the amount of money that Louisiana would get for trying to run its health care program. In order to make this work, we'd have to get the federal government to agree to do this giant block grant. So actually, I think Governor Jindal may have more luck getting this done if he were president than if he were governor, because he might be able to free up the idea of doing this type of block grant program.
It seems like that's pretty far-fetched, given what we know about how the federal government, the Center for Medicaid Services, has responded to Louisiana's attempts to bend the rules or make up its own in the past.
You know, I think this will give an opportunity for those who want to explore this alternative to flesh it out a little bit more, to try to describe how it would work, and maybe we could see a little more flesh on the bone on it. So, you know, as a policy discussion, it's probably a good thing to have. We still can't recognize it as a real plan that's going to be put into place anytime in the very near future.
Robert Travis Scott, president of PAR, thanks for joining me once again.
Always great to have this conversation.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.